Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 74 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Moorhead Market is set for Saturday at the Rowland County Arts Center.
A local business is celebrating 1 year of live music.
A 9/11 memorial will be held tomorrow morning.
Lawmakers are still debating masks and non-traditional instruction days.
Fayette County Schools plan to launch new COVID protocols next week.
In sports, several area high school teams are in action this evening.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 53. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
This year's third Moorhead Market will be held this weekend on the lawn of the Rowland County Arts Center. Established in 2015, the Moorhead Market is a community event that celebrates the idea of shopping local. The event features locally made food, arts and crafts, and activities for kids, and live music. Ashley Gillum is the director of the Rowland County Arts Center. She says the outdoor event is free and open to the public.
I like to call it a farmer's market, but with arts and crafts. It's local vendors that, you know, make things, create things, grow things, and it's a place for them to sell their goods and a place for people to shop locally and support local artists.
Social distancing and frequent hand sanitation are encouraged at the event to slow the spread of COVID-19. The market will take place this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Rowland County Arts Center.
This weekend, a Moorhead business will celebrate its one-year anniversary. The venue, which opened last September, is a music venue inside Moorhead's historic Trail Theater building. Co-owner Damon Ballinger says everyone, including any musicians that have performed at the venue, should come back to the event.
On Saturday, we could have anywhere from probably 5 artists that's been here to past to 40 artists that's been here to past. But it's going to be an in-and-out day, very chill. We'll have people, as soon as we get here, Reno's is going to have their food truck here. They're also going to have their food truck here that Sunday for brunch. We'll have food both days offered by Reno's, and we'll have music off and on throughout both days.
The event is 21 and up only and will begin Saturday at 5:30. It's free to the public.
Rowland County will host a memorial event on Friday. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
A ceremony honoring Rowland Countyans who have given their lives in service to America in connections with the September 11th attacks of 2001 and the War on Terror. The ceremony will be held at 9 a.m. Friday, September 10th at Freedom Park, just outside the old Rowland County Courthouse. Members of American Legion Post 126 will be raising and lowering the colors for the ceremony. Alexis Duncan will perform the national anthem, and members of the Rowland County Senior High School speech team will be among the featured speakers. All veterans and first responders are invited to the public event to acknowledge the heroic sacrifices their counterparts have made in service to the country. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Lawmakers passed a bill this year limiting districts to 10 days of non-traditional instruction. Days used for NTI above 10 must be made up by the end of the school year, or schools risk losing their funding. According to the Kentucky School Boards Association, 33 of the state's 171 districts have shut down in-person classes temporarily, and children now make up 25% of COVID cases in Kentucky. Let Them Learn founder Greg Prince tells LEX18 he's frustrated virtual learning may be back on the table.
Fingers are crossed that, you know, we do have some people in the legislature that have some common sense and hopefully can read data and understand it, unlike some of the people who have made the decisions in the past. And just keep the kids in school, keep them learning. I mean, they have so much catching up to do.
Lawmakers appear to be willing to give schools more tools. However, it will still be up to individual districts to decide how they'll use them. If a family decides that for medical reasons, in-person learning is not the best method of learning for their student, families have the option to apply for the Virtual Learning Academy full-time.
As COVID-19 cases rise across the state, so are the numbers of students and teachers in quarantine. Starting next week, Gravity Diagnostics is partnering with Fayette County Schools for a test and stay program. The program uses rapid tests for students exposed to COVID before school each morning for 5 days. Chief Technology Officer for Gravity Diagnostics, Brian Lawrence, tells WKYT if Fayette County schools continue to see negative tests, schools can stay in session.
At the end of the 5th day, if they have tested negative for 5 consecutive days, then they've completed their testing protocol and they're back in school without continued testing.
Lawrence says the process is quicker than the district's current protocol of 10 to 14 days for each student in quarantine.
Health professionals are concerned misinformation may be leading some people who are pregnant to choose not to get the COVID vaccine, despite universal recommendations that they do so. The CDC, World Health Organization, American Academy of Pediatricians, American College of Obstetricians, a gynecologist, and other medical groups are all in agreement. Dr. Jessica Branham, a practicing OBGYN at Appalachian Regional Healthcare, says she understands people may have anxiety around the safety of the vaccine, but she says the research is strong that getting the shot can help ensure a healthy pregnancy at a time when the uptick in COVID cases continues to strain Kentucky's hospitals.
We have tons and tons of good data showing that women who are pregnant have received their COVID-19 vaccine and that they are not only doing well, but it is actually showing protective effect for the newborn baby as well.
Studies of breastfeeding women have also indicated those who are vaccinated against COVID while breastfeeding pass protective antibodies to the baby through their breast milk.
A new study shows twice as many kids and teens experienced symptoms of anxiety and depression during the pandemic than before. According to the research, 1 in 4 were depressed, while 1 in 5 were dealing with anxiety globally. Anna Marie Arsenberg is the director of clinical operations at KVC Children's Psychiatric Hospital. She tells Wave 3 News chronic stress can lead to feelings of hopelessness and thoughts of suicide.
We're seeing kids come in for greater attempts at suicide or more severe attempts, and that can be obviously really concerning.
Experts say parents can help prevent a mental slope in their children by talking to them and trying to keep regular routines.
Boyd County EMS added an additional truck and hired 6 new crew members to handle a record number of calls. In August 2021, the agency reported a total of 967 runs. Each day, the agency averages 30 calls a day. Spokesman Brent Turvey tells WSAZ having an additional truck lightens the load on crews and increases response time.
It means most of the time that you're going to have more of a chance of having an ambulance closer and responding to you faster in a more timely manner. And particularly in the events when, time matters, that's going to make a huge difference.
The new truck will be staffed 24/7.
A new study finds Kentucky seniors are among the highest food insecurity rates in the nation. WMKY Sean Gray has more.
Kentuckians aged 50 to 59 are among the most food insecure people in the country, according to a study by God's Pantry. Hunger among adults age 50 to 59 in 2019 and State of Senior Hunger in America 2019 are 2 studies conducted among American seniors and published by Feeding America. WYMT reports 16.9% of adults in the age range of the study in Kentucky are food insecure. How the pandemic may have altered these statistics remains to be seen. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Sean Gray.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, mostly clear with a low around 53. Friday, sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, clear with a low around 55. Saturday, sunny with a high near 80. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. Sunday, sunny with a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. Monday, sunny with a high near 86.
On our feature segment today, the Morehead State Marching Band will perform at the first home football game this weekend. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
The MSU Marching Band's show this year is A Night at the Grammys. Dr. Dwayne Dale is the director of bands and assistant professor of music at Morehead State, and the marching band director. He says the show's theme will be exciting for those attending the football games.
All of the pieces that we're playing were featured on the Grammys either by Grammy performers or by Grammy Award winners. So, you know, it's going to definitely be a popular one for our home football crowd, and I know our students are loving it. It's high energy, which is definitely something we were interested in having this year because of, you know, it being our first year back from COVID and all of that.
The marching band has had a much more normal year so far, but Dale says there has always been a fear in his mind they might have another year the band cannot perform.
I think the biggest challenge this year has just been not knowing if we were going to have a year. You know, after 2020 sort of canceled all of our football season and all of our marching performances, you know, there were lots of restrictions that made it difficult to do what we do.
Dale says the musicians have been going above and beyond university mandates in terms of COVID prevention, and the transmission of COVID among band members due to rehearsals has been extremely low.
Well, you know, the 6-foot spacing is a big thing for us. You know, obviously the masking. In our ensembles, you know, we've with marching band being outside, that's been a huge thing for us. We put in place some protocols where students would use their own music stand, you know, their own equipment, so that there wasn't any sharing of equipment, things like that.
Despite the pandemic gap year, he says the marching band is still keeping similar size numbers of over 100 members.
We're about the same. We were excited to see that the numbers held pretty firm. What we do like to see is we've got a lot of non-music majors on the field this year, which has been exciting because we like to have our marching band be almost a cross-section of our campus.
Dr. Dale says he has been very involved this year, especially with choosing the songs the marching band plays in their show.
Just everything. As a director, I've got my hand in every aspect of from show design, you know, from the point where we, you know, select our literature, percussion features, ballads, things like that. We listen to a lot of music over the summer to pick exactly what we want. And then there's a substantial process getting copyright clearances.
The marching band will be performing at the 5 home football games this year. On September 25th, MSU hosts the Blue and Gold Marching Band competition. Then on October 23rd, they will be performing an exhibition at the 1A and 4A East quarterfinals at Madison Southern in Berea. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Support for MSPR comes from the Mountain Arts Center, presenting Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band in concert with guests Nick Detmeyer and the Sawdusters, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 16th. A 2-time Blues Music Award nominee, Reverend Peyton performs rootsy country blues in support of their latest album, Dance Songs for Hard Times. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, September 16th at the Mountain Arts Center. Tickets available by calling 606-886-2623 or online at macarts.com.
It's 74 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cassidy Stearman and Wiley Tanner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Tanner Boyd has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad that you can spend time with us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Tanner Boyd. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is back to a split record after falling on the road last night. The Vikings fell in their matchup against Floyd Central 3-1, putting the team at 7-7 on the season. Coach Steve Walters says the team is still making adjustments as they prepare to enter district play, and they're likely to shift their focus soon.
It's been a slow but sure process. We have been really focused more on our defensive side than our offense. We're pretty secure in our offense that as the girls get more reps, it's going to take care of itself. Defensively, we needed to straighten some things out and kind of iron out some positions.
The team now has a few days off. They'll play again Tuesday when they host Ashland Blazer at 7 o'clock. There are some volleyball games on the schedule for tonight throughout the 16th region. Bath County welcomes Menifee at 6, then Lewis travels to Boyd, Raceland hosts Fairview, East Carter travels to Russell, and West Carter welcomes Greenup. All of those matches are slated to begin at 7 p.m. In girls soccer action tonight, East Carter travels to Russell at 6, and West Carter is at Sayre for a 6:30 match. And finally, in boys soccer action, Bath County travels to Fleming, and West Carter hosts Russell at 6 p.m. East Carter is set to host Boyd County at 7:30. There's only one practice left for the Rowan County Senior High School football team before hosting rival Fleming County tomorrow evening. A win would make the Vikings even on the season so far, but things have been difficult for the team. Coach Kelly Ford says they lost star slot receiver Lewis Hayes in their matchup with East Carter, and that's all on top of COVID-19 protocols.
He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Cole Wallace, we thought he had broke his arm, but he, it ended up being a contusion, and he played Friday night. And we got our center back, Munoz, that, had an ankle injury. So our report is pretty fair right now. But, one thing, we're dealing with the quarantining and all that. So we're still short on players in a lot of situations.
Kickoff in Moorhead tomorrow evening is set for 7:30. The Moorhead State University soccer team is on their last day of prep before their next home game. Tomorrow's contest against VMI will be a nice change of pace for the Eagles. The team had 2 road games in 3 days last weekend, and head coach Warren Lipka says stints like that can quickly take a toll.
It was a good weekend for us. It was a Friday-Sunday weekend, meaning, you play Friday night, you travel down to Ypsilanti, we play on Sunday afternoon. So we got out of there without any injuries, helped our game fitness. It was a good trip. Wasn't a good trip on the board, but I said we're trying to get some things together for conference.
The Eagles will host VMI tomorrow at 5 o'clock. While the Moorhead State University volleyball team did well as they hosted the Eagle Challenge last week, there were definitely some areas in need of improvement. MSU went 2-for-3 in that series, defeating Cleveland State and Radford, but falling to Evansville in the first round. Associate head coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says she was proud of the team's performance, with a couple members even picking up OVC awards, but there are some notable consistency issues.
We definitely need to work on our serving and passing, and then defending with our block and our back row. We're very capable of it, but it didn't always show itself this weekend, and just finding the way that we can execute that at a high level consistently and not just on occasion.
MSU is set to take on Tennessee twice this weekend. They'll be at home tomorrow at 7, then turn around and head to Knoxville Sunday for a 4 o'clock contest. And finally, Moorhead State's football team is continuing to make improvements following their game against James Madison over the weekend. The Eagles are putting in the work as they host their first home game of the season amid family weekend activities at MSU. Head coach Rob Tenier says he noticed his guys losing momentum later in the game last weekend, and that's something that can't happen once they enter conference play.
I think we performed in special teams. We had no substitution errors. Our sideline was good. There's a lot of positives that came out of the game. But when you don't win, obviously it's a confidence thing. And so this week we went back to work, and, we're excited about family weekend. We had a really spirited practice yesterday, a lot of energy, and, looking to get in the win column.
Due to COVID-19 protocols within the union program, Moorhead State will not host the Bulldogs on Saturday. Instead, the Eagles will host Point at the original kickoff time of 2 p.m. And that's a check of sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrial Average had a poor day once again, losing 151.69, finishing at 34,879.38, dragged down by weakness in Amgen and Merck. The S&P 500 fell about 0.5% to 4,493.28. This was the S&P 500's fourth straight day of dropping. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite dropped about 0.25% to 15,248.25. All three major averages are headed for losses this week. Investors remain cautious as they try to discern what's next to happen with the Delta variant, the economic reopening, and the Federal Reserve. Several airlines lowered their forecasts because of the resurgence in COVID, as United Airlines, American Airlines, and Southwest Airlines each gave cautious comments. The Fed meets on September 21st and 22nd, and investors are worried the central bank will indicate a move to slow down its roughly $120 billion in bond purchases each month, which have kept rates low and boosted the recovery from the pandemic. Helping sentiment today was a better-than-expected weekly reading on jobless claims, as initial jobless claims came in at 310,000, below expectations of 335,000 claims. Moderna shares were in the spotlight today, rising almost 8% after the drug maker said it's developing a single-dose vaccine that combines boosters against COVID and the flu. Meme favorite GameStop closed in the green after dropping as much as 10.5%. The video game retailer posted a narrower loss compared with the year prior, but did not provide an outlook or grander turnaround plan. Boston Beer was down 3.8% after pulling its earnings guidance amid slowing growth in its hard seltzer brand. Shares of athletic retailer Lululemon were up 10.5%, and furniture retailer RH rose 7.8%, both of them strong today on the back of better-than-expected earnings. And also, the European Central Bank was in the news today, saying it would slow down its pace of its own bond purchases on Thursday. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX down 34 cents at 31.35, Marathon Petroleum up 14 cents at 57.25, PPL down 28 cents at 90.40, App Harvest down 17 cents at 7.58, Dollar General down 3.90 at 220.14, and U.S. Bank Corp is up 48 cents to finish at 55.82. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at the weather for WMKY listening areas, Friday, sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, clear with a low around 55. Saturday, sunny with a high near 80. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. Sunday, sunny with a high near 85.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Rachel Turner, Hallie Adams, Sarah Mead, Sean Gray, Kenealy Roberts, Alyssa White, and Wiley Tanner. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Ethan Jenkins. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cassidy Stearman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.